The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo has weighed in, of all things, on the upcoming planning bill in this country. Who would have thunk it? He has a view on it. But he was speaking with the Irish actress Alison Oliver on a podcast, and this video of the conversation was posted online last night. Take a listen.
Hey, I need your help. You know, the Irish Green Party is about to do something really terrible to the environment and our climate.
Oh no, what is it?
Well, they're trying to jam through a bill to fast-track building liquid natural gas terminals that would import fracked gas from the United States. And I need you to help me tell the Irish people all about it.
Gas terminals?
Yeah. And what's worse is that the Green Party, which promised the voters that they would stop the import of fracked gas and LNG when they joined the coalition government in 2020. But since then, they've been opening the door for the Irish government to build an LNG terminal in the Shannon Estuary of all places.
Oh, wow. Green Party breaking their environmental promises. You can't make this stuff up.
I know. You can't. You can't make this stuff up. So what do we do? You want to help me get the word out?
Yes, of course. I wouldn't want to make you angry.
You know me so well.
Well, they seem to have lost the plot entirely now, so what can we do?
We can demand that the Greens get off gas and stop LNG. That's the best thing we could do. They need to remove the LNG fast-tracking and prioritization as a strategic infrastructure from the planning bill, and permanently just ban LNG now. And then everyone, Irish or Irish at heart, needs to go out and sign this petition at greensoffgas.org. Greensoffgas.org. That's what we need to do.
All right. That's Mark Ruffalo talking about Irish legislation, no less. Brian Leddon is a Green Party TD, so we're going to get Brian's view. I'm sure he might disagree with Mark Ruffalo's assessment in a moment. But Oisín Coughlan is with us as well. From Friends of the Earth. Oisín, before you kind of share your view on this, just LNG, onshore terminals, sure. Fracked gas, you might just kind of explain a little bit of that jargon for people.
Sure. But first of all, natural gas, as we know, isn't a fossil fuel like coal and oil. Fracking is a kind of a particular process to get hard to reach gas out of the ground. You pump water and chemicals in at high pressure, you crack the rock under the ground, and that releases the gas. We banned that here in Ireland in 2017 because it's of the local environmental damage it causes, never mind the climate pollution. Mm. But in the US, it's booming or rife, depending on your point of view, particularly in Pennsylvania. And that's one of the reasons why Mark Ruffalo is interested. He's been kind of supporting, he helped them ban it in New York State, and he's supporting those activists who are suffering from all the fracking in the communities in Pennsylvania. And obviously, the company that wants to frack gas over there and export it from the US and import it here, Shannon LNG, is owned by a US company. And so that's why US activists, up to and including Mark Ruffalo, are interested in what happens here.
So you said it's booming or rife, depending on your viewpoint. I would take it your viewpoint is that it's rife. You are not supportive of this.
Yes, there was a recent scientific paper just in the last couple of weeks that said when you take into account all the leakage of the gas and everything else along the way, that exporting gas, or you asked about the liquefaction, normally we think of gas in pipes. This is, you freeze it into a liquid and you ship it across the world and you unfreeze it, regasify it, and you put it back in the pipes over here. So that's expensive, and it also leaks along the way. So exporting gas around the world, transpires, is more polluting than coal. So like we'd be better off, this isn't a good idea, better off keeping on burning coal
at Money Point.
Yeah. Well, it's not closed yet, rather than building a terminal to bring in this liquefied gas from around the world.
Brian Leddon, Green Party TD, as I said. Brian, do you think that you are torching your legacy in government, as Mark Ruffalo also said in that conversation?
No, I don't think so. I think Oisín, who I know quite well, I think would be fair to us. We've done an awful lot of good work in government. The reality of this situation is that, yes, LNG is worse than the other fossil fuels. Yes, fracking is banned in Ireland. And no, we don't want to bring fracked LNG or even LNG, any LNG into Ireland. The reality is that because the Greens have been in government for the last number of years, that an LNG facility hasn't happened. So we've effectively stopped. So quite the opposite of what Mark Ruffalo is saying, that we've been opening the door. I think if the Greens hadn't gone into government, then we'd probably be looking at the finishing touches being put on an LNG facility.
So he's just misinterpreted the planning legislation, has he? It doesn't allow for the construction of an LNG facility.
No, it absolutely doesn't. That provision that's referred to in the planning bill, which will go through the Dáil tonight, simply lists an application for an LNG facility as strategic, which basically means that it would go directly to An Bord Pleanála rather than to the Kerry County Council in the case of the Shannon LNG project. So straight to An Bord Pleanála, it's not paving the way. They would have to look at it. They would have to look at all the government policy and regulation and constraints and then adjudicate on it. So it's absolutely not. It's been interpreted as paving the way for an LNG facility. It is absolutely not that.
Oisin?
I wish I could be as sanguine as Brian is being. I just don't think that's naive, basically, at this point. Look, there's an absurd contradiction in what's happening tonight. As Brian says, this government has advanced policy to say that there's no role for commercial LNG in the future of Ireland's energy. They've said that last November in a government decision. And to say that there should be no LNG developed at all, commercial or state, while they do this research to see if we need some sort of gas reserve and if LNG is the way to do it. Right. So that's what the government agreed government policies are. Mm. I'll come back to how forceful they've been. So if that's the case, why in God's name would you pass a law that puts in lots of amendments specifically to designate that kind of thing you just said you either are opposed to or don't want as strategic? And I wish it was just procedural. But if the last thing the government does is pass a law that says LNG is strategic, I think that will have...
Like it would be, sorry.
Substantive weight for An Bord Pleanála, because the other problem that's happened, as you know, is that the High Court has overturned the refusal of Planning Commission to the commercial terminal and said go back and re-examine it because it said the government policy isn't strong enough. So it's been undermined, the government policy has been undermined. So the government needs to restate and reaffirm, not just Brian here or Eamon Ryan to the media, they need to restate it as government policy, as government, that actually that prohibition on LNG is still in place and that those investigations as to whether we need any at all. And what Heather Humphreys was saying in the Dáil today, this isn't about fracking, we might just need to build a terminal for safety. That's not how this works. It takes years. That's the whole problem.
Yeah.
It would take years to build a terminal, and they are setting up that process to happen now as they go out the door.
Brian?
That's not accurate. It is true that it would take years to develop a facility, and actually Gas Networks Ireland came back to the minister and said that it couldn't be done before 2031. And because there's been so many advances in energy and clean energy, particularly because the Greens have been in government, whether it's through development of renewables, battery storage, interconnection, electricity interconnectors with the UK or France, because we've advanced so much, we're actually in the point now that we may not even need a strategic reserve. But when the Energy Security Review was commissioned, there was a huge concern that if we lost the gas supply from Scotland into Ireland, then the lights would go out, the schools would shut down, the hospitals would shut down. That's what would have happened. So it was correct to commission the Energy Security Review. And equally, it is correct to do a further analysis to see if we actually don't need this at
Brian,
all.
Brian, can I ask you a question? If this legislation, if this planning bill, once it goes through the Oireachtas, gets signed by the President and it comes into law, it allows that any application for an LNG terminal is considered strategic, goes straight to An Bord Pleanála, not to Kerry County Council. And you say An Bord Pleanála then would be mindful of government policy, which is not to allow this. But government policy, I mean, won't exist past the 22nd of November, in all likelihood. Sure. At most, it won't exist beyond the end of next February. So what you're saying is LNGs will not be built until at least next February. And after that, a new government...
No.
And it might be made up of much of the old government, but if the Greens aren't in it, much of the current government might say, yeah, have at it.
No, because it's not just government policy that An Bord Pleanála would be constrained by, it would be the law as well. And the Climate Act was passed in 2021, which basically makes this kind of project impossible. And An Bord Pleanála would have to look at that in the context of the climate law, which is basically causes or forces.
Sorry, explain to me how the Climate Act effectively outlaws an LNG terminal?
Because the Climate Act locks into law a 51% cut in greenhouse gas emissions on this island based on a 2018 baseline by 2030. And that's building an LNG facility.
It's agnostic about LNG.
Yeah, it's binding on the government and on ministers are accountable to the Dáil, but and state agencies have to take it into account. But it's not determinative for the individual things, for whether we expand the cap in Dublin Airport or whether we allow it an LNG terminal. That depends on government decisions and government regulations and other government policies. And my fear is that, you know, Eamon Ryan assuring us that there's further analysis, like, that's not good enough. Like, the High Court literally said last week that the statement that we all thought of as a moratorium in LNG was actually just a policy preference. And the fact that the minister said it was a moratorium didn't make it a moratorium legally. So if a policy statement like that wasn't strong enough, the minister in the Dáil or our TDs and ministers in the media isn't going to be strong enough to guide on board Panola when they have to next week, because of the High Court ruling, they have to start reconsidering that commercial terminal from Shannon LNG.
Yeah.
So at the very least, the government needs to restate those things that are confusingly around the place now.
Setting aside kind of government policy and whether this paves the way, there is the argument, Oisin, that some will make. John from Limerick is making it on the text line, for example. The Middle East is in danger of regional war. Russia's gone rogue. We need LNG as a backstop so we can get it from the US in a global emergency. It's a no-brainer. The energy security argument.
Yeah, but here's the good news, and Brian has alluded to this. At the moment, we get all the gas we need from two pipelines from Scotland. And this whole debate is predicated on what if the Russians flew a plane into Moffat in Scotland, or if the two pipelines were simultaneously hit by a freak accident in the Irish Sea. That's a very, very unlikely scenario, thankfully. Are they going to attack a nuclear-armed permanent?
Thankfully, it's unlikely, but if it happens, it's catastrophic. And the government has to be mindful of that eventuality, especially since the Nord Stream pipeline was blown.
Yes, so we agreed that it had to be considered and taken into account, but there's no transparency as to how likely the state agencies think that's going to be. Whereas we know exactly...
How can you determine how likely that is?
Well, if it's...
How much
money you spend and how much...
Brian, are you arguing in favour of an LNG terminal?
I'm not. What I'm saying is the government has to be sensible. It has to be mindful that something could happen to the gas pipe coming from Scotland. And if it does,
you've decided for sure whether that's necessary, you don't need to facilitate it in law. And just,
facilitated in law. That's the point. All the provision is basically saying that an application, if it were to be made either by the government or private...
We're almost out of time. I just want to wrap things up, Brian, if I can ask you a final question. If you say that it is good policy and it is a kind of an obligation of the government to have a backup plan, were that unlikely to scenario to unfold, but you say it's not LNG, what is it?
The backup plan, as recommended by the Energy Security Review, was a state-owned strategic gas reserve that would only be used. So essentially a ship would sit at Ballylongford in the Shannon estuary, and if something catastrophic happens to the gas pipeline coming from Scotland, then the gas would be used, would be fed into the grid and to the gas power stations that are keeping the lights on. That was the position from the Energy Security Review. Things are changing very rapidly in a good way in the energy space because we're getting better at interconnection and faster, we're getting better at renewables and batteries.
We're out of time, Oisin, I'm afraid, because we want to jump back in. Brian, I'm sorry, we are out of time. I know, I can see Oisin, I'm sorry. Oisin Coughlan, Chief Executive of Friends of the Earth, Brian Leddon, Green Party, TD.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.